Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is going to be a real interesting story to watch unfold for the next couple of years, probably. Assuming, of course, that Keon Ellis isn't a Sacramento King. Mm-hmm. Who signs him? For how much? How much does he play? And, I mean, if we're really talking full mid-level, like he's playing basketball.
Right.
How does he produce for them? I don't know. It's interesting because we just ran through the name. Sorry, Sam Merrill. We brought up another one in Portland.
Caleb.
Sissoko.
Sissoko.
Guys who have worn Sacramento Kings uniforms and have gone on to be solid basketball players in other places.
Do those guys only really work though when they go to established places?
Portland's not established.
Not established, Cleveland. But they're farther along than the Kings are, and I think they've got like their guys. Now it's just a matter of development.
Cleveland's fair.
And I ask it because like Keon Ellis is a good player, are you going to maximize what he can do for you and what he can, vice versa or whatever, like just given that you're going through this rebuild right now?
Oh no, Jill Adge was pissed when Sam Merrill was let go, so. I don't know. Maybe I don't have an answer. I feel like I'm having a really difficult time watching Keon Ellis right now because I feel like I'm watching him through different glasses. Mm-hmm. And now, and I'm trying to be honest in the sense that I feel like I'm waiting for him to mess up. Mm-hmm. And more times than not, he does. But of course, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for him to commit that foul when he should, looking for him to looking for a dumb play here or turnover here, which is, it's an unfair way to watch anybody play basketball, but I feel like that's how I'm watching Keegan. Is like, well, what mistake is he going to make that's going to ultimately Keon? Excuse me, what mistake is he going to make that's going to get him pulled out of the game?
Yeah, and I just look at Keon and love the guy. I love the way he plays or whatever. I just feel like you can find those players anywhere.
Kings fans' argument is the Kings can't. I think a Kings fan argument is they can't.
They have a history of not doing that, but also, like Kenny said it earlier, you can't like hold that against the new guy.
Yeah, those other guys didn't know what they were doing. So, yeah, they probably can't, but it's a certain degree. Like, I'm not trying to equate the two. I don't think people look at them the same way, but on good teams – on the Beam team, the Kings were able to find a Terrence Davis. They were able to find a Chimezie Metu. Like, these guys were contributors out of nowhere, off the scrap heap, to good teams. Like, you can find those guys all over the place, especially if you look at Keon the way I think the front office does, as a nice bench role player off the bench. If that's the premise that you're looking at Keon Ellis, yes, you can find that anywhere. Now, if you're on the camp that looks at him as, nah, he's a starting two guard in this league, I don't even know if you can find those guys just anywhere off the scrap heap. But I don't see him the same way. I don't see him as a starting piece for the Sacramento Kings, at least, at the two guard spot. So I can go find another wing defender. And Keon is a really good wing defender. Like, I'm not trying to minimize what he can bring to the table, because I think he's really good. But if I can move on from that guy and get a potential star or somebody at a different position that is of need, that fits this team and what I'm trying to do, if I can use Keon to go get that, yeah, I got to go do that. Because I can find another guy like Keon. I don't even have place for another guy like Keon, so to speak, because he can't even play right now. Mm. I got nine guards.
Well, so, and that's the thing. How much does Keon's value change in the mind of Sacramento if you are, hypothetically, if you're able to move on from Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan this season? Mm. This next couple of months, does his value change? Or do you have to move? I don't think you're really going to be able to move Russell Westbrook. I don't even think that you'd want to. But what if you move Dennis? Like, does that change Keon's value? Does who the Sacramento Kings have on their roster change how they feel about him?
In my opinion, maybe. But if you move... Well, I say maybe, because if, like, yeah, their opinion changes, but if in those trades you didn't get anybody back that is better than Keon Ellis, like, you're going to stink. Yeah. You're going to be hella bad. So what's the big value in Keon Ellis for a team that's going to be Washington levels?
Mm.
Like, if you traded those three guys, Zach, DeMar, and Dennis Schroeder, and then get any guards back that are better than Keon, you stink.
What if you got one? Just one guard.
That's better than, that you think is better than Keon.
Yeah, fine, yeah. One guard who... Yeah, I was going to say can start, but I don't know. I guess it would be Doug's philosophy on Malik at that point.
Mm.
But let's hypothetically
slightly.
Say
it's just, I'll just answer your question slightly. Slightly, it could change on Keon. How you feel about Keon?
I mean, he would play more. Mm-hmm. I would, just out of necessity, if nothing else, he would play more. And like, that could be good or bad. I don't.
If you scrapped all your guards outside of Malik, and Keon was like the second best guard, I don't know if that's a good team.
I don't think we're talking about a good team. I don't think that's what we're attempting to do.
So if right. So am I gonna go above and beyond for a guy like Keon Ellis, who on a good team probably shouldn't be starting?
But
you know what I'm saying? Like, and what I mean is, like, somebody's offering Keon a contract in the offseason that is a little rich for your blood. Am I going to go above and beyond just because I got rid of all these?
Well, not if you feel like that contract is too rich, because the numbers for Keon probably aren't above and beyond. Like a full mid-level number, it's not crazy. And it's money that you're better served spending. So it's just, can Keon do anything that would make you feel a certain way about him? And I'm starting to lean towards the answer being no. I think what happens in the scenario that I presented you, where you gave us the very definitive maybe answer, is he plays more. But he plays more out of necessity. And I don't know that that moves anybody in the front office. I think they feel how they feel about Keon. And now, you know, again, it's kind of like this spiral of negativity. With how I look at him, I go back to Summer League last year, where the Keon truthers were the were running wild, brother. And it was like, hey, what has Keon done? What did he do through summer league? You know, playing into the fourth week of Las Vegas basketball to earn the starting job. Because he didn't. He didn't do anything through the California Classic nor through summer league to show like, nah, this is the guy. This equates to winning basketball. Because it's every game in summer league kept being like, they're playing him again. Mm-hmm. It's not what you do. They didn't do that with Keegan.
Right.
Did Keegan even go to Vegas? Yeah. Or did he just do the Classic?
He just did the Classic.
He scored like a combined 80 points in the Classic, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we're out.
His second year, yeah, he just.
Yeah, this is what we wanted to see from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can equate it to another guy, Devin Carter. Devin Carter had, a great first game. It was a great second game. He was bad the first. He was bad the second. It was like, okay, he did it. I didn't think he would play again. Then they played him two more times, and he stunk. I don't think they were moved by Keon. I don't think that front office was ever moved by Keon. I don't think this front office has been moved by Keon. I don't think that head coach was moved by Keon, and I don't think this head coach was moved by Keon.
The thing with Keon is really simple to me, and I think, you know, people on the Keon side like go overboard with it, but I think this is a fair assessment. I think it's not mean-spirited or nothing like that. Keon is a good ball player. Love to have him on your team. He's not a guy that is untouchable in trades. Like, if there's a better player or prospect, yes, Keon is available for the right price. Also, he might not play every night.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean there aren't matchups and situations where it's like, nah, Keon would be great in this situation. He might be didn't Monty say it? Or somebody, a situational role player?
That's Mike.
That might be who he is. And it's not wrong. He's in the NBA. Like, you need him in certain situations. People take that as a slight or a bad thing. I don't. You need, if you're going to be a good team, you need situational role players. The Warrior fans love Gary Payton II. That's a switch situational role player. Mm-hmm. You don't play every night and in every matchup, but they need him. That is okay. It's a different position, but Hartenstein and those guys in the playoffs, depending on who they were playing, Hartenstein's minutes would change. I don't know if he got DMPs, but they would change depending on the matchups and the situation. Absolutely. Situational role guys are perfectly fine.
Jay Hardaway says, when I assume that's the regular Jay Hardaway, who knows? when Fox was playing with Keon is when Keon was getting the defensive player of the game chain almost every win. What's that tell you? De'Aaron was a very, very good defender. I feel like De'Aaron is a very good defender. De'Aaron might have helped out with that a little bit more than we recognized at the time. Again, I'm not trying to take away from Keon's accomplishments in the league. This is a conversation we're going to have for a long time, because there will be a lot of, just as people have done it with the Indiana Pacers, there will be a lot of people watching what Keon Ellis does next. Different degrees, for sure, but definitely be watching. We'll come back. Jason Jones is going to join us here for, I don't know.
No. I'm telling you right now, he starts saying something crazy, I'm leaving. You think I'm playing? I'm leaving if you say something crazy.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
These two just tried to kill off Mike Ditka. That man is alive.
I mean,
he's 86 years old and surly as hell, but he's alive.
I'm glad to hear that. Maybe it was just him leaving Countdown. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. By the way,
I said it hella quick and convincing. But
yeah, oh, dude, yeah. I thought it's been a couple years, to be honest.
We've killed off more than one person on this show who wasn't actually dead. So, sorry about that. Shout out to our man Dusty Baker. He was at the game last night. Got a little TV time. Him and Darren. Dusty will be at the Nugget in Granite Bay coming up on December 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. If you want to do a wine tasting with Dusty Baker, that's an amazing sentence, and you can do it, and it won't cost you anything. You could taste Dusty Baker's wine with Dusty Baker. Again, it is at the Nugget in Granite Bay from 5 to 7 on December 3rd, which gives you plenty of time. If you want to grab bottles for, I know we're getting through a holiday here this week, but the holiday everybody is really waiting for is just a month away, and you could start loading up bottles. The only thing that will make a bottle of Baker Family Wine better as a gift is an autographed bottle of Baker Family Wine as a gift. Yeah. And the way that these bottles are constructed with the baseball stitch on them and the amount of white landscape they have on it for that dark market to go over it, we gave some of them away at an advertising event we did about a month ago or so here at the Odyssey Studios, and they looked absolutely incredible. So that'll be on December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd from 5 to 7 at the Nugget in Granite Bay. Come wine tasting with Dusty Baker at the Nugget in Granite Bay.
That's going to be so fire.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
They did it a few months ago, and it was very – Dusty is a I just can't say this enough, man. Not everyone gets it. Dusty gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people say – I'm sure you've gotten the same types of DMs like, oh, yeah, I wanted to go tell Dusty. I was at the winery thing you guys were at, and I wanted to go tell Dusty that I've watched him. Go tell him.
Yeah.
Because it will spark some memory, and he will tell you a story for 20 minutes about it, and you'll just be entranced at it.
You literally can go talk to Dusty.
You can absolutely go talk to Dusty Baker, and Dusty Baker will be happy to go. Dusty might just say, hey, come, let me show you how we make all this wine. And, I mean... That's what he does.
Shout out him. Shout out Chick.
He gets it. The whole crew. Mike, yeah, everybody over there, man. Jason Jones is going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. Last Tuesday was a bad Tuesday. We tore the Kings down quite a bit, but they've won a couple of games since then. Now they got a game. I've always been greatly offended by that opening night loss to Phoenix. Phoenix is 11-7. They are admittedly better than I thought. I'm still trying to figure out whether they're actually a good basketball team. I'm tuning in on the wrong days. I watched them beat Sacramento and thought, that's not a good basketball team. Like, we were right. This really sucks the Kings lost to them. I watched the Rockets game a couple of nights. That was a waste. That was an absolute waste of time. But they are better than I thought.
They're playing a lot better than I thought they would as well. Did you see last night? I think it was last night. Dylan Brooks and Udoka getting it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I watched it. I got that alert. I was like, let me see what happened in this game. Let me get caught up here.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'd give a little credit to him too, to Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks has been the aggressive muscle, so to speak, for that Suns team that they needed, that is kind of the goon, so to speak, mm-hmm. that allows Devin Booker to do what he needs to do defensively, physically, and all this other stuff. And on the, like, I put stock in how Dylan Brooks approaches the game of basketball. Some people don't like it, but I think it's valuable. I think it's needed. I understand why people don't want nothing to do with him. It's akin to Draymond and all this other stuff. Yeah. Except Dylan Brooks isn't as good as Draymond Green at
not at all
on the defensive end, at least. Yeah. Offensively, might be better, but I think his
Draymond used to be really good. Not really good. He used to be a lot better offensively.
Don't make me go Kenyon Martin on here. The guy is.
Did Kenyon Martin even name himself in that whole thing?
Did Kenyon Martin do something again today, or did
he got into it with Nick Young today? I don't know if you've been thinking about that, but I was watching that video.
They always getting into it.
No, yeah, it's a 7-minute clip. I'm gonna have to watch it later.
Jeez,
it was Nick Young defending Draymond and Kenyon Martin defending Kenyon Martin?
What? All right, man.
I'm about to see that now. See what's going on there.
Let's welcome in our man, the professor, Jason Jones.
Baseball season. What the hell, bro?
You're wearing a Giants hat.
Man, I didn't even do nothing.
No, you did way too much.
What?
That damn Tommy Lasorda Dodgers jacket you got on.
A little chilly outside, you know, so I had to, you know.
Just
grab the jacket. It's all I did. I don't understand what your issue is.
Can I tell you how rich it is that you're decked out in Giants colors talking to Jason about the jacket he got on?
It's different, man.
Oh, all right. My mistake.
Yeah.
My mistake. It's different.
No explanation why. It's different, bro.
Yeah, one team is the champion, and the other team is
the Giants.
They got a manager.
They did all that. They still ain't got more than the Giants in the last 10 years. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Wait, isn't it 3-3?
Yeah,
they
it
only
is.
Won two.
No,
not in
no.
the last
no,
10
won,
years.
No, they've won three.
No, they only won two.
Yeah, the last 10 years, y'all won what in the last 10? One?
Yeah, y'all only won two. I don't you've know what
won,
you're talking about.
You've, no, hold up. You've won zero in the last 10 years. It's 2025. You've won zero. So you probably shouldn't use that as your barometer,
ain't nobody,
as your example.
Ain't nobody worried about them.
Do like a Niner fan and extend. Go back. Let's go back further. You know, go do like a normal Niner fan, Cowboy fan, and go back further.
Well, don't be comparing me to no Cowboy fan, man. Don't do that.
Y'all just alike, just different color. Y'all really not that different.
No, we a lot different. That bum franchise.
Can't only
even,
difference is they
can't even
lost
play on standalone before. Games on Sunday. Ain't done that. And I don't know how long.
The only difference is they haven't lost in a Super Bowl lately.
They got to a conference championship game. They haven't even gotten to one. I think everybody else has in the NFC. I believe that. Everybody else has before they have.
Okay, you done?
The damn Lions.
You done?
The Cardinals then got to one since the damn Cowboys.
Okay.
Well, with that said,
the Raiders have played in a conference championship game before the Cowboys have.
Okay. Outstanding.
Well, the 49ers did get a win last night, since I guess we're talking football. I'm not exactly sure what we're talking about.
Oh, boy,
I'm not either. I just think
it's
rightfully so.
Yeah,
you can't rightfully so.
You can't do that. You can't be hitting somebody in the in the family jewels.
In the Netherlands region is what I think Gorilla Monsoon used to refer to it as.
That was crazy.
There's
cameras everywhere. You can't get away with anything.
Like, yeah, NFL Films is all over the place, zoomed in, ready to catch anything.
Like,
Jamar
Chase, like, I didn't spit at him. And it's like in 4K.
And Jamar today was like, yeah, I was wrong.
It was like in 4K. I ain't spit.
Is there any team, like, we kind of feel like the Rams maybe have separated themselves a little bit from the rest of the teams in the league, or certainly the rest of the teams in the conference, but our belief has been, man, this whole league is wide open. The Super Bowl contenders in each conference, it's just the whole conversation is wide open.
Yeah, I think right now the Rams are a team that don't have any, if you're talking about like the most complete team, it's the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got all three phases of the game on lock right now, and I don't trust Philly's offense. You know, the Packers can one day look great, the next time they can lose to Cleveland. I mean, I think right now it's in the NFC, it's the Rams and everybody else right now. And then the AFC, I don't know. Yeah. Like, which Buffalo shows up, which KC shows up, all of a sudden Baltimore, you know, I don't, I mean, this whole thing is, I mean, does anybody really trust Denver? Denver's got about four or five like come from behind crazy wins against some really bad teams. I think right now the Rams are the best team, and as a football fan, free agent, I may have lean into my LA roots and, you know, say, you know, whose house? Rams house.
Hey, what the hell? Jesse, are you hearing this? What the hell is this guy talking about?
He said he's a football free agent.
He ain't damn football free agent. You're a Raider fan. You can't do that.
Now, for the rest of the season, have you watched the Raiders? Would you associate with that?
Well, I wouldn't, but you don't have a choice.
I do have a choice.
Damien will lead you down the road of destruction. Don't listen to him.
I commend Jason. I commend Jason for recognizing enough is enough.
The Rams are in LA, and I think for the rest of 2025, I shall roll with the Rams because the Raiders are an abomination and embarrassment. I mean, I can't think of enough negative words to describe what the Raiders are.
Yeah, well.
I mean, did you watch any of that game on Sunday?
Yeah, all the good Shador plays.
Both of them?
I think one was a run.
Did you watch the offensive coordinator continue to let Myles Garrett go one-on-one?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm like, I mean, then when he did have time, the quarterback who flips off fans decides to overthrow the fastest guy on the team repeatedly.
Well, in fairness, they did try to have nine people block one time, and it didn't work.
Or how about that one third and long where it's like they still have a two-man route, no one's open, and they still give up a sack.
That's what I'm saying. They had nine in to protect.
That was the one. Yeah, that was the one.
Still going, give up a sack.
I was like, what is this?
He had, what was it, what we counted, was it 4 seconds, 5 seconds?
Yeah, 4 seconds.
To throw the ball to two guys.
Three-man rush, yeah, nine two protecting.
Guys, there were two guys on routes with like five DBs.
I don't know what's worse on that play. I have no idea.
There's no reason to decide. It's all bad.
At that point, I picked up my yak. Said, I can't do this anymore. Like, you wouldn't call that play on Madden.
No.
I said, this is, I'm like, they are an unserious franchise. Mm. I'm like, you fired two coordinators, yet your son, who coaches the worst offensive line in football, still has a job.
So let me ask you, Jason. Ask you too, Dame. Like, they can't go one and done again, can they, as far as coaches?
They might have to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they might have to.
I keep saying you have to have some continuity. But this is worse than last year. This is significantly
it's
worse.
It's bad.
This is worse than last year. At least with Antonio, you felt like the guys were fighting. I mean, you felt like they were trying. They just weren't good. There's been about three games this year where I watched them and say, these guys don't even care. I mean, the way they played in Kansas City, I mean, the game on Sunday might be one of the worst Raider games I've ever watched. And that's saying, like, they've had some bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one of the worst games I've ever watched them play. I mean, yeah, I think Geno's going to get Ashton Jeanty killed by throwing the ball to him in the flat 12 seconds too late or whatever he does. And, I mean, you know, it's like you got Brock Bowers out there like a decoy. Like, their two best receivers are tight ends, and they both get getting hurt. I don't know what they consider their number one wide receiver at this point. Offensive line is terrible. They don't get a pass rush. It's like Max against the world. Yeah, they're just – yeah. I can't – it's hard for me to – you know, how do you justify bringing this back? Like, what have you seen where you say, yeah, I think Pete has a plan?
Yeah, and the fact that you're firing coordinators without, you know, firing the coach of the most egregious position group that you have is probably more reason that, like, hey, Pete's got to go. Like, I get maybe Pete, can't bring himself to fire his son or whatever, but, like, whatever, it's fine. We're going to get to the end of the year, and we've got to move on from this.
Honestly, they could have kept Antonio for this.
For this, yeah, absolutely.
Get a caffeine joint, and then you start reading the things where they're like, well, some of them wanted Sam Darnold, but no, it was now you're doing the stupid finger pointing thing.
Yeah.
Now, well, Tom was the one who wanted Geno Smith. It's like, I don't care who wanted who. This is offensive football. Like, it's not like offense, but offensive to watch football. Mm. I'm like, why do you keep having these terrible tackles out on the island?
Jeez.
I know we were going to do a bit where you stormed off. Do you want Casey has somewhere he got to go.
Dodgers and I'll storm off.
Yeah, Casey was going to storm off on you, but he actually he's leaving us early. You know, you know how Giants are. They just exit the party early because they.
Who the hell? Oh,
yeah. That's my.
They know how the night's going to end. So let's get out of here. Let's beat traffic.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. No, don't worry about it. No, hey, you're off mic, pal. Good, like, go on, man. You're off mic.
Thanksgiving, you know, yeah. have a good holiday.
Look,
you know?
Be happy Thanksgiving and everything, man. Yeah, you're good.
Have some of that Dusty Baker wine. I'm sure you got a bottle of that ready.
The parallels between listening to you, you know, lay out Antonio Pierce and all of that. The parallels between the Sacramento Kings and the Las Vegas Raiders is really, really frustrating.
Yeah, but the Kings got a couple of wins, so I mean,
they did. Yeah,
after that abomination in Memphis,
that was bad, man.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
iconically bad.
And it was like bad on every level, just like you know. But hey, you know. But like I've said before, they've got enough where they're going to win some games. Even if it's the talent doesn't quite fit right or whatever, they've got enough talent where they're going to win a game like they won last night, or they're going to win a game on. They're going to win some games. They're still probably way worse than I thought they would be,
mm-hmm.
but they're not like 15, 17 win in a season bad.
Yeah, and that's
they're going to have to, because you almost got to be intentional to be that bad. They have too much. I don't mean too much like they're going to win 40 games, but they're not bad enough to be a 15-win team.
And that's the big difference between the biggest difference to me between the when you draw the similarities between what's going on with the Raiders and what's going on with the Sacramento Kings is the Kings do have talent. The Raiders, they don't. Their two strongest pieces of talent, obviously Max Crosby, and he is alone on that defensive side of the football, but your two most talented playmakers are young guys, and none of them are at the quarterback position. You have a rookie, and then, of course, you have Brock Bowers, and the tough part about that is, and this goes back to, you know, Casey's question about are you going to be one and done again? It's like, yeah, because you can't continue to take years off of those guys. Like, you've got to get Ashton Jeanty going up and going as an NFL running back. Brock Bowers is he's next. Like, you've had Kittle, you've had Kelsey. Like, Brock Bowers is next in that position. Brock Bowers is a good football team away from being right now. Like, he is that level of playmaker, and you just can't continue to squander that. Like, you have those guys on your team. You've been squandering Max Crosby. You can't squander those guys on the offensive end. You've got to get someone in here who can come in and fix that. And you've got to have a plan, whether it's Brady, Spytek, whatever. You've got to have some foresight about how you're going to approach this thing for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years or so.
Yeah, you got all these draft picks, you say, and you're going to have cap space and all that. What does it matter if you make terrible decisions? I mean, it doesn't even matter.
That's you know, and the Kings conversation. Exactly. What do these draft picks matter?
We got a high draft pick. So if you draft the wrong guy, who cares?
Yep.
And that's why I've always said, give me the player, the known commodity over a pick. I just, you know, the Raiders drafted a receiver in the second round and barely play him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fireable. I mean, who in today's NFL drafts a guy in the second round who can't play?
Yeah, you can't miss in the second round. You can't miss in the first, second, or third round.
Explanation is, well, we got to compete. Season's over, Pete. Let's see if this kid can play.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to watch Tyler Lockett play football. No offense to Tyler Lockett. He's probably a wonderful guy, but what good is this doing for your future to watch Tyler Lockett get snaps and you've got these young receivers you're not playing? What good is to just keep guys on the sideline when they're not ready? Well, the guys you got out there ain't doing anything either.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to the Kings in a minute, but you mentioned Denver a couple of minutes ago. They're 9-2. You said you'd trust them. The fact is, like, I don't. And I think when the conversation really about these playoff teams could boil down to the quarterback. Who do you trust the most in the playoffs? What quarterback do you trust the most in the playoffs to get you where you want to go? And that brings us to two other NFC West teams that you know very well. One, the Chargers. I don't buy the Chargers. I didn't buy the Chargers before the season. I don't buy the Chargers at 7-4. Chargers are going to be in the playoffs, and I'm not going to buy them. The one that I'm stuck on is Kansas City. Kansas City, 6-5, arguably saved their season on Sunday with that overtime win versus the Colts. And I'm struggling to figure out here 11 weeks into the season, 12 weeks into the season, what exactly they might wind up being.
Yeah, I think what happened. Remember last year, last couple of years, they won all those close one possession games. They won all of them. Now they're not winning them. They don't have a lot of margin for error. I mean, just in terms of Kelce is not the Kelce he was say 4 or 5 years ago. You know, and I know they've addressed some of the stuff on the offensive line and all, but they just don't have a lot of margin for error.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like their solution is, hey, Patrick, save us. And how many, he can only do that so many times.
It's not the worst solution. That works better like in one-off games, like in the wild card or in the divisional round or whatever. It's probably not a strategy you want to ride for 18 straight weeks.
Yes. I mean, I'm having a look at the numbers now, but for a while, he was their leading rusher for a good part of the season.
Mm.
I mean, at some point, you know, that's a lot of hits he's got to take. I know they've got some, they've got what Hunt, some other guys running the ball. But, yeah, they're just – I still say I'll believe they're dead when they're dead. I can't – if they somehow get in the playoffs, I'm not going to bet against them. Because if say they get in and they got to go on the road to play Denver, would anyone doubt that Casey could go in there and win that game? No.
No, not me. Not me. That's a bad defense in Denver. That is a nasty, nasty defense in Denver. But if you give me Bo Nix versus Patrick Mahomes, I know that's not how the game works, but I'd still take Patrick Mahomes and I still take Patrick Mahomes in that situation.
Yeah, and then you got Josh Allen, who I don't know what Buffalo does week to week. Baltimore intrigues me.
Yeah, Baltimore is interesting.
Because Pittsburgh didn't bury them the way they could have in that division. Yeah, so, I mean, that division is just, So, I mean, Baltimore, that could be a scary one. They could be that team that gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
They
might be the team that's hot right now.
Yeah, they are the team. Yeah. And, I mean, they might go on a run where they just, they might lose maybe one, two games the rest of the way, get in the playoffs, and, Lamar gets his postseason moment.
Yeah.
I don't trust Buffalo right now.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, to me right now, the best team in football is the Rams. Then after that, you got a lot of questions, The Lions are up and down. The Niners are up and, the Niners have had their injuries. Then does anyone trust Sam Darnold in a big game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just a lot of, a lot of questions right now outside of the Rams.
Black Friday? more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
With you talk about, like, you're a writer. I mean, you're a storyteller. From a storytelling perspective, I don't know that there's a better one than the Los Angeles Rams finishing with the one seed and Matthew Stafford at 37 years old winning an NFL MVP, because I think that's the track that he's on. His numbers are his numbers are incredible. His touchdown to interception ratio is insane. And I know there'll be talk about, you know, Jonathan Taylor and the run that he's on. There's probably, I don't think you could possibly do it given how bad the football team is. But Myles Garrett is having an absolutely incredible season. There will be a conversation about NFL MVP. I don't think it'll go anywhere, but the conversation will happen. Matthew Stafford, and I don't mean to dismiss it, but as like a lifetime achievement award, is the best player in the league at 37 years old. That's from a storytelling perspective, that's a hell of a story.
Yeah, then he had the injury stuff he dealt with the last couple of years, and even last year, if he's good the whole year, what could they have been? Yeah, 37 years old. And they what is it, like 20 something touchdowns, no interceptions over, I forgot how many games.
Yeah,
you know, he's a, you know, they're a blocked kick or two blocked kicks away from beating, from winning at Philly. I mean, they're Stafford is just that dude right now, and it makes you wonder, you know, how much more revered he'd be if he didn't spend all those years in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that team had him and Calvin Johnson. Didn't that? Talk about, like, you know, fumbling the talent or mismanagement. How do you have those two guys and ever get anywhere near 0-16?
Matt Stafford has not thrown an interception since September 21st, and his season totals are 30-2.
Yeah, I don't think Geno threw one this last week.
That's actually a major positive. The fact that you went a single week without Geno Smith throwing an interception, and the fact that he's still flipping off Raider fans is it's tough for everybody involved. It's sometimes moving on from the coach is easier than moving on from a player. But, man, if you can figure out a way to just deal with that dead cap that's going to be on your salary for the Las Vegas Raiders for Geno Smith, you've got to find a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a such thing, like I said, I'm not a big body language guy, but if there's a thing that's like bad energy from the quarterback spot, he embodies bad energy from the quarterback spot this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
You know, blame me. I mean, the Raider fans ran with that. My, if you get pulled over, you blame Geno. I mean, mm-hmm. Geno, trust us. You're going to get plenty of blame, you know.
Yeah. You got New York Jets, Geno Smith, and that's a tough get right there.
I'd take Jameis Winston right now.
Shout out James. He almost had it. Oh, I wanted Jameis to have that one.
Yeah, I'd take Jameis. I'd take a lot. Yeah, I'll take Mac Jones. I'll take a lot of guys right now.
Because
the thing is with that is like, I don't know if he's bad because of the play calling in the line or if he's just bad. Everything is so bad there. It's kind of hard to assess why it's so bad.
Yeah.
Because even when he has time, he's not accurate right now. Or he'll, you know, what was that clip where Peyton Manning is like, why are you making it hard? Like, you got your running back right there. Why are you throwing mm-hmm. in a double coverage?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, even Troy said on the telecast, yeah, he's had a couple of ones, you know, bounce off of a guy. He said a lot of his picks are just bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey. That's okay. At least we got the NBA, you know. That guy Luka's pretty good.
We got the NBA. Yeah, Luka's not bad. The King is back. Your Lakers are one of the top teams in the league. 12-4. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit because, you know, LeBron missed so much time. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the recent years, they've been a slow starting team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, I think Luka was like, no, we're not doing that. I think, you know. Motivated Luka is a little different than Luka that got traded there.
They lit
a fire under him.
Yeah, it seems that they have. A lot of people didn't think that fire could be lit. They were like, that's just who Luka is.
And I just think it's crazy that you could make that assessment at 25, 26.
Yeah, that's the part.
To give up on him at the, you know, because even without that, you know, whatever you want to call it, that fire. The guy got to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, and for a guy who was out of shape that year, it was mm-hmm. Ant who looked tired in the conference finals, not Luka.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, but this is a, you know, weird NBA. It'd probably be a weird NBA season right now. OKC looks mm-hmm. unbeatable, which means something crazy will happen at some point.
Luka's at like 34-9-9, by the way. For those that aren't aware of the numbers that Luka Doncic is putting up, like it's 34-9-9. Like they are ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, so yeah, it's been fun to watch. You know, I try to watch a lot of different teams. So, you know, I caught part of the Phoenix game last night. I mean, mm-hmm. they're better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. That's who the Sacramento Kings play tomorrow. And when they played opening night, it was like, Phoenix isn't good. They're not good. They're not going to be good. And even when they beat Sacramento, it was like, yeah, that's not a good basketball team that beat Sacramento. And, you know, here they are, you know, 18 games into the season. Like, okay, they're definitely better than I thought they were. I don't have a full grasp of who and what they are, but they're definitely better than I thought they were.
Yeah, and then you got the Clippers who have just been, outside of James Harden.
Yeah, that's just bad.
Then, you know, Miami figures out how to, yeah, there's a whole lot going on. I mean, Detroit. I mean,
15-2, 13 straight.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got a lot of different stuff going on. You know, I think by Christmas, we'll have probably a better idea of everything. A lot of injuries, you know, a lot of stars out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so that kind of makes it kind of hard to figure out.
Milwaukee just free falling without Giannis is crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's on point. You think you lose Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to struggle. It's like they cannot play without Giannis for a single game, much less 10, 12 days.
Yeah. It's been a crazy season. It's early, but it's been crazy. Like mm-hmm. at one point, Wemby looked like he's the best player. Mm-hmm. Then he's out.
Yep.
You know, people are saying they had to trade De'Aaron. De'Aaron comes out and he goes back to fourth quarter De'Aaron form. Yep. It's like, okay, that's why they have him.
Yeah.
You know,
took over.
You go, Atlanta looks really good for a minute. Then it's Miami. There's only a few teams. I mean, I think you look at, you know, like your Charlotte, some of your teams have just been bad all the way around. You know, you got the Ja stuff going on with Clay. And so you got, yeah, drama on the court, off the court. You got coaches being indicted. I mean, this is the NBA has just been wild. I mean, I enjoyed the whole Ja Morant back and forth on social media about was he right? Was, you know, then Clay like basically coming, being like the big brother telling him, you know, basically you need to grow up and play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a whole, you know.
Where do you stand on Ja? What do you think about him and his act?
I think I'm all for being authentic, but I think he needs to check himself. He needs to understand how he's viewed and move differently. I think he needs to grow. I mean, you know, look, I mean, and I've heard stuff about what goes on out there with him that doesn't get reported.
Sure.
He's got to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, him beefing with the coach so early into the season. I mean, he got to grow up. And saying, well, he's just being himself. And at some point, being yourself can get you out the league. And someone made the point that even with a torn Achilles and a torn ACL, over the same span, Clay still played more games than Ja.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's wild. I mean, that's just wild. And, I mean, he's got to get back on the court. And he's got to, you know, I'm not one of those you've got to change who you are completely. But he's got to do something different.
I think one of the biggest things with him, my biggest frustration with him, or my biggest, you know, point that I use when assessing him, and like, you can go at Clay if you want to, man, but you can call him a bum. That's a pot calling the kettle black, because when you look at when you score 27 points per game and you burst onto the scene in that playoffs and you talking about we good in the West and all of that, you went from 27 to 26 to 24. Like, just year after year, there has been a decline in your points. There has been a decline in your production. There has been a decline in the amount of games that you play every season. You've got a lot of things to figure out as a basketball player before you go telling a Hall of Famer that he's a bum, or before you get up in your street clothes talking about guys who are on the basketball floor.
Yeah, and I mean, it hasn't been good for him since he said they were good in the West.
It's been all bad since he said that.
All went the other direction since then. And yeah, I love Ja as a player, but it's just like, you gotta, yeah, he's gotta figure out how to stay healthy. And just cut down on the distractions. And I don't think he's a distraction, whether he wants to admit it or not. Right. I mean,
yeah.
He wasn't playing the other day.
Right.
Yeah, why are you a headline and you weren't even playing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know a lot of people in the media out there in Memphis who say, you know, he's not a bad kid and, you know, this and this, and y'all don't get him. I said, that doesn't mean he's not immature. I think people think because you criticize a player and say he needs to be more professional, you're calling him a bad person. But then again, Ja, you know, he's also the guy who had a phase of, I like to flash guns on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I think there's at some point Ja's got to realize a lot of this stuff about him is on him. He has the ability. I mean, they were ready to anoint him the next great American player.
Facts, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they were trying to give him the crown. They were like, Zion's out of shape and hurt. You know, Tatum doesn't have the personality. We don't like Jalen because he's Miller. They were trying to anoint him.
Yeah.
It was almost like he was like, it's kind of like what Ant was like, I don't want to be the face of the league. No, they were like, Ja, we want you to be the face. He's like, I'm cool. I'm gonna go ahead and make sure I make Adam Silver mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you watched Chicago yet?
No.
Chicago is hilarious. Spend one night on League Pass watching the Chicago Bulls. They'll score 140 and lose. They're exactly like the Pacers from a couple of years ago. They're like the Kings beam team. They will score a ton of points. No clue what they're going to do on the other side of the ball. None at all. But that ball is moving.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's like I saw with the game winner the other day. I'm like, yeah, they were like 5-0, and they like lost 5-0.
Yeah.
And
yep. Yeah, they've been all over the place.
Yeah, they got a little personality about them.
Yeah, they do. They're a beautiful disaster. Jay, happy Thanksgiving, man. Have a great holiday. We appreciate you as always. You look terrific. Don't let anybody change you, man.
There's only one person complaining, and he's gone.
That's right. He stormed out. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there to close out the day. I do want to make sure that we acknowledge our brother Ben, because he messaged this at 3:30, and this is an all-timer, even for our man Ben. He said, y'all ain't never watched Pet Sematary, which is a reference to something that happened during the handoff at about 11:45. So this is an all-time late-to-the-party moment for our man Ben. So, Ben, when you get to this at about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, just know we appreciate you, my brother. We'll be back tomorrow. That's our schedule, man. Obviously, we'll be off Thursday, which I always thought Thanksgiving would probably be a lot of fun to watch, given the amount of football that's on, given the fact that the Sacramento Kings play tomorrow. I'm excited to talk about the Kings game tomorrow because, you know, we were talking with Jay about the frustrating similarities between the Raiders and the Sacramento Kings. One very glaring difference: Sacramento Kings have talent. And what we've seen the last couple of games is what me and KC and maybe a handful of others thought we might see. Now, again, this isn't winning at a 2-0 clip, an undefeated clip for 82 games. It's playing a brand of basketball that looked a lot closer to what we saw in the first couple of weeks of the season versus the last couple of weeks of the season. And the problem is the last couple of weeks were so bad, it's hard to make heads or tails of what this basketball team is. If the Kings had this same exact record but played closer to the way they did at the beginning stretch of the season than they did the last 2 weeks of the season, I would feel differently about these two wins. But there's a trepidation when watching them. And they can get my attention tomorrow. Real talk, they could get my attention tomorrow with a win against Phoenix. So we'll be happy to be with you here. I know a lot of you will be on the road, man. We'll have you covered for 6 hours tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.